The air in the newsroom crackled with a nervous energy, the clatter of typewriters a relentless percussion against the hushed urgency of whispered phone calls. It was the early 1970s, and two young reporters, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, were pursuing a thread, a seemingly minor burglary at the Democratic National Committee headquarters in the Watergate complex. What began as a local story soon unspooled into a national drama, meticulously pieced together by the Washington Post. Their relentless pursuit of truth, often against fierce resistance and denials from the highest echelons of power, ultimately revealed a conspiracy that reached the Oval Office, leading to the resignation of President Richard Nixon. This dramatic episode is often held up as the quintessential example of the press acting as a watchdog, safeguarding the public interest by scrutinizing government actions and holding power accountable. This idea of the press as a watchdog, along with its roles as an agenda setter and an information source, forms the bedrock of its relationship with politics in democratic societies. These three functions, though distinct, are deeply intertwined, each influencing how citizens understand their world, how politicians govern, and how policies are shaped. Yet, like any powerful institution, the media's capacity to fulfill these roles is constantly challenged, reshaped by technological advancements, economic pressures, and evolving social dynamics. The unblinking eye, the press as a watchdog. To understand the press as a watchdog is to grasp its fundamental purpose in a democracy, to keep a vigilant eye on those in power. Imagine a loyal guard dog, ever watchful, barking loudly when it senses something amiss, protecting its home from intruders. In this analogy, the home is society, and the intruders are corruption, abuse of power, and governmental overreach. This role is not merely about reporting events, it's about active, often adversarial, investigation, rooted in the belief that an informed public is the ultimate check on authority. The most potent manifestation of the watchdog role is investigative journalism. This is not the daily reporting of press conferences or policy announcements. Instead, it's a deep dive, a painstaking process of gathering evidence, interviewing sources, analyzing documents, and verifying facts, often over weeks, months, or even years. The goal is to uncover hidden truths, to expose what powerful individuals or institutions wish to keep secret. Beyond the Watergate scandal, countless other investigations have exemplified this crucial function. Think of reports uncovering unsafe practices in industries, exposing financial misconduct in corporations, or revealing systemic issues within government agencies. These stories, often expensive and time-consuming to produce, are vital because they shine a light into dark corners, forcing transparency and often prompting reform. By engaging in such reporting, the press aims to hold power accountable. This means more than just pointing out flaws. It means demanding answers, challenging official narratives, and ensuring that those entrusted with public trust act in the public's best interest. When journalists fact-check political claims, scrutinize government budgets line by line, or follow the complex journey of a legislative bill, they are acting as accountability agents. They are the ones who might notice if a politician's promises don't align with their actions, or if public funds are being mismanaged. Moreover, the watchdog press often serves to give voice to the voiceless. It can highlight injustices faced by marginalized communities, expose humanitarian crises that might otherwise be ignored, or bring to public attention the struggles of individuals who lack the platforms to speak for themselves. By doing so, it forces these concerns onto the public agenda, making it harder for those in power to overlook them. However, the watchdog role is far from monolithic. It faces formidable challenges in the modern era. Perhaps the most immediate are economic pressures. The traditional business models that once supported large newsrooms and extensive investigative units, primarily advertising revenue, have been severely disrupted by the internet. Many news organizations struggle financially, leading to layoffs and reduced capacity for in-depth, expensive investigations. It's simply cheaper to report on readily available information than to dig for hidden truths. Then there's the thorny issue of partisanship and bias. In an increasingly polarized political landscape, any critical reporting can be swiftly dismissed by segments of the public as biased, driven by a partisan agenda. This erosion of trust, whether justified or not, undermines the credibility of watchdog journalism and makes it harder for its findings to resonate universally. Governments, too, often resist scrutiny, employing strategies of secrecy and obstruction. They might classify information excessively, deny access to public records, or even actively restrict press freedoms, making the journalist's job of uncovering facts incredibly difficult and sometimes dangerous. Finally, the proliferation of fake news and misinformation presents a profound challenge. In a digital ecosystem where false stories can spread like wildfire, credible watchdog journalism can get drowned out. It becomes harder for the public to distinguish meticulously researched reports from fabricated content, blurring the lines of truth and eroding the very foundation of informed citizenship. Consider, for a moment, the rise of social media platforms. On the one hand, they offer unprecedented tools for rapid information dissemination. A citizen journalist with a smartphone can instantly document an event, potentially exposing wrongdoing in real time, thereby enhancing the watchdog capability. Whistleblowers can leak documents to a global audience with a click. But on the other hand, this same speed and accessibility can lead to the rapid spread of unchecked rumors, conspiracy theories, and outright falsehoods, making it incredibly difficult for individuals to discern accurate, verified information from fabricated content. Does the sheer volume of noise on social media drown out the careful, deliberate work of traditional watchdog journalism, or does it offer new avenues for accountability? The answer, it seems, is a complex mix of both. The spotlight operator, the press as an agenda setter. While the watchdog function focuses on holding power accountable, the press's role as an agenda setter describes its profound influence on what issues are considered important by the public and by policymakers. Think of it like a stage director, deciding which actors and which narratives will take center stage, and how brightly they will be lit. By choosing which stories to cover, how prominently to display them front page versus buried deep inside, lead story versus a brief mention, and for how long, the media subtly, yet powerfully, shapes public discourse. Historically, media organizations functioned as powerful gatekeepers. They were the filters through which information passed, deciding what was newsworthy and what wasn't. While the digital age has certainly democratized publishing, making everyone a potential content creator, traditional news outlets still exert enormous influence. Their choices often dictate the focus of political debates, the issues discussed in parliament, and the subjects that dominate dinner table conversations. Beyond simply selecting issues, the media also influences how those issues are understood through a process known as framing. Framing involves emphasizing certain aspects of a story while downplaying others, thereby shaping public interpretation and attitudes. For instance, a news report on rising unemployment could be framed in several ways as a consequence of automation and global economic shifts, suggesting a need for retraining programs, or as a failure of the current government's economic policies, implying a need for leadership change. The facts might be the same, but the frame alters the audience's perception of the problem and potential solutions. Similarly, a protest might be framed as a legitimate expression of civil disobedience or as a disruptive act of lawlessness, each frame eliciting a different public response. Through repeated coverage, the media can make certain issues more salient, more noticeable, and important, a process known as priming. If a news channel constantly reports on crime statistics, even if crime rates are stable or declining, it might prime its audience to prioritize law and order when evaluating political candidates. Voters might then judge candidates primarily on their stance on crime, rather than, say, education or healthcare. Extensive media coverage of climate change, for example, has moved it from a niche scientific concern to a front and center political issue, demanding policy action from governments worldwide. Similarly, consistent reporting on economic indicators can make the economy the central focus of electoral campaigns, even if other social issues are equally pressing. Yet, the agenda-setting role faces its own set of challenges. One significant factor is audience fragmentation. In an era of countless news sources, specialized websites, and personalized social media feeds, individuals increasingly consume news that aligns with their pre-existing beliefs and interests. This makes it harder for a single, shared public agenda to emerge. Instead, different segments of society might be focused on entirely different issues, making collective action or consensus building more difficult. Critics also raise concerns that media agendas can sometimes be manufactured, influenced by factors other than the public good. Corporate interests, for example, might subtly shape coverage to favor certain industries or political outcomes beneficial to their bottom line. Political pressures from powerful groups can also sway media focus, and the relentless pursuit of sensationalism can lead media outlets to prioritize dramatic, emotionally charged stories over more complex, but perhaps more important, societal issues. Finally, in an age of constant news cycles and an overwhelming deluge of information, the public can suffer from apathy or overload. When every day brings a new crisis or urgent issue, people can become desensitized, finding it difficult to discern which matters truly warrant their sustained attention. This makes it challenging for any single issue to consistently dominate the agenda, potentially hindering effective problem solving. If different news outlets prioritize vastly different issues, or frame the same issues in fundamentally divergent ways, how does this affect a society's ability to collectively address complex problems? If one segment of the population is primarily consuming news about economic growth, while another is fixated on social inequality, and yet another on cultural conflicts, then achieving a shared understanding of national priorities, let alone consensus on solutions, becomes incredibly difficult. This fragmentation of the public agenda can exacerbate political polarization, making it harder for a democracy to function cohesively. The essential conduit, the press as an information source. At its most fundamental, irreducible core, the press serves as the primary conduit of information for citizens regarding political events, policies, candidates, and governmental operations. This role is not glamorous. It often involves the straightforward reporting of facts. But without this steady stream of reliable information, an informed citizenry, the bedrock of any functioning democracy, simply cannot exist. This role encompasses a vast array of activities. It means reporting on events as they happen, the outcome of an election, the debates in a legislative body, the nuances of international relations, the details of a new policy announcement, or the unfolding of a public protest. This is the raw material of political understanding. Beyond merely reporting, journalists also undertake the crucial task of explaining complex issues. Policy debates, economic trends, scientific breakthroughs, or intricate legal arguments are often arcane to the general public. Journalists act as interpreters, simplifying these complexities without losing accuracy, making them accessible to a broad audience. Crucially, the press also provides context and analysis. Raw facts, without background or expert interpretation, can be meaningless. Good journalism offers historical background, explains the significance of events, and presents expert analysis to help citizens understand why something is happening and what its implications might be. This goes beyond simply stating what happened to addressing why it matters. By providing a common set of facts and narratives, even if different perspectives on those facts exist, the media facilitates public discourse. It creates a shared basis for discussion, allowing for informed debate and deliberation among citizens. However, the information source role, while foundational, is not without its significant vulnerabilities in the contemporary landscape. One of the most pervasive is information overload. We live in an age of unprecedented access to data, but this sheer volume can be paralyzing. It becomes incredibly difficult for individuals to discern reliable sources from unreliable ones, to distinguish well-researched analysis from biased opinion, and to critically evaluate the deluge of content they encounter daily. A particularly concerning challenge is the decline of local news. In many communities, local newspapers have shuttered and local broadcast news has scaled back operations. This creates news deserts, areas where there is little or no dedicated reporting on local government, school boards, community issues, or local elections. These are precisely the issues that most directly impact citizens' daily lives. When local accountability disappears, corruption can fester, and civic engagement can wither, as people lack information about the decisions being made in their own backyards. Further complicating matters is the polarization of news consumption, driven by algorithms on social media and the proliferation of partisan news outlets. Individuals increasingly gravitate towards sources that reinforce their existing beliefs. This leads to the creation of echo chambers and filter bubbles, where people are primarily exposed to information and viewpoints that confirm what they already think. This limits exposure to diverse perspectives and makes it harder for a common set of facts to be established, contributing to societal division. Finally, in the frantic pace of the digital age, there's a constant tension between speed and accuracy. The pressure to break news first, to be the earliest to report on an unfolding event, can sometimes lead to less rigorous fact-checking and the premature dissemination of inaccurate or incomplete information. The desire to be fast can compromise the commitment to being right. Consider how the media reports on a complex issue like climate change. As an information source, the press reports on the scientific consensus, detailing rising global temperatures, melting glaciers, and increasingly frequent extreme weather events. It explains the mechanisms behind greenhouse gas emissions and outlines proposed policy solutions, such as carbon pricing or renewable energy initiatives. As an agenda setter, the prominence and framing of these stories are crucial. If climate change is consistently featured on the front page or as a lead news item, it elevates its status as a national priority. Conversely, if it's relegated to the back pages or discussed only in terms of economic cost, it recedes from public urgency. As a watchdog, the press investigates. It scrutinizes governments' actions or inactions on climate policy, probes the environmental practices of corporations, and examines the influence of lobbying groups that might seek to obstruct climate legislation. The effectiveness of media coverage on an issue as critical as climate change depends entirely on how these three roles are balanced and executed. If the information is inaccurate, the agenda is ignored, or the watchdog is asleep, the public's understanding and ability to act are severely diminished. The enduring dance, contested terrain, and future directions. The functions of the press as a watchdog, an agenda setter, and an information source are not merely academic constructs. They are living, breathing responsibilities that are absolutely essential for the health and dynamism of democratic societies. While these roles are often aspirational, facing constant headwinds and imperfections in practice, a robust and independent media remains an indispensable component for cultivating an informed citizenry, holding those in power accountable, and shaping public discourse. The relentless evolution of media technologies and consumption habits from the printing press to cable television to the ubiquitous smartphone continually reshapes how these roles are performed and perceived, creating both exciting new opportunities and complex, uncharted challenges for the future of media and politics. Yet, this relationship is not without its ongoing debates and uncertainties among scholars and the public alike. The extent of media influence, for instance, remains a perennially contested topic. While it's generally accepted that the media does influence public opinion, the precise degree and nature of this influence are subjects of constant debate. Some scholars argue for a powerful, direct effect, suggesting that media messages can significantly alter public attitudes and behaviors. Others emphasize the role of individual predispositions, prior beliefs, and social networks in mediating media effects, arguing that people often interpret media through their existing lenses. Does the media truly tell us what to think, or merely what to think about? The answer likely lies somewhere in the middle, a complex interplay of factors. Similarly, the concept of media bias is a lightning rod for academic and public discussion. Is the media inherently biased? If so, what kind of bias? Partisan, corporate, ideological, and to what extent? Measuring bias objectively is a notoriously difficult task, and its ultimate effect on democratic processes is a subject of continuous disagreement. One person's objective reporting is another's liberal slant, making consensus elusive. The future of local news and its democratic implications is another critical area of scholarly inquiry. What happens to civic engagement when local newspapers disappear? How does the absence of dedicated local reporting impact voter turnout, accountability for municipal governments, and the overall social cohesion of communities? These are not abstract questions. They are direct consequences of a shifting media landscape with profound real-world effects, and perhaps most urgently, the impact of digital media and social platforms is a vast and rapidly evolving field of study. What are the precise long-term effects of social media algorithms that tailor news feeds to individual preferences? How do filter bubbles and echo chambers contribute to political polarization? What is the true extent of the spread of misinformation and disinformation, and how does it erode public trust in institutions and destabilize democratic norms? These are not questions with easy answers, and research in these areas is ongoing, reflecting the dynamic and often unpredictable nature of the media's power in the 21st century. The press, in its multifaceted roles, is undeniably a linchpin of modern democracy. It is the unblinking eye, the spotlight operator, and the essential conduit. Its struggles, its triumphs, and its perpetual evolution reflect the ongoing story of how societies strive to remain informed, accountable, and engaged in a world awash with information, opinion, and power.